The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
If we were given authority to, if the mission required it, to accompany, to have advisors accompanying some of the Iraqi units with the Peshmerga and so on, I think that I would have supported it. This is a generational conflict, and we need to understand that. We also need to be very modest about how we can shape the outcomes here.
Former Defense Secretary Gates talking about the outcomes and the support for ground troops and that kind of thing. Lot of former cabinet members throwing in their two cents on ISIS and what the president should have done and what he should do. Hey, everybody, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. If you were traipsing across, in other words, flipping around on the Sunday swirl, which is the talking political heads, you heard a lot about ISIS. The former CIA director is another one who said the president shouldn't have taken ground troops off the table. He says that when you look at the things that have happened, what if you see the collapse of the Iraqi security force in the north, and who saw that? He said he didn't see that. But he says when you see that happen, you realize that now something has gone terribly wrong. And the U.S. initially got things so wrong about ISIS, what we didn't predict was the will to fight. And that we didn't do this in Vietnam, so we have to do this, if need be, in Iraq or Syria. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. Former CIA Director, now Chairman of the Foundation of Defense of Democracies, James Woolsey. Same thing, discussing what should have happened and what could happen with ISIS and what needs to not be taken off the table. And ground troops is one of those things. It's interesting because Martin Dempsey, as we told you last week, he was the big flub of the week when he was asked about ground troops and pretty much said, oh, it's been discussed. Then try to reel it back in after it was already out there. So we know if we were a fly on the wall and we were in that war room, of course it would have come up. Of course we would have heard that. Leon Panetta might have gotten the most attention for what he had to say a couple of years ago, the chance to arm moderate Syrians in 2012, and not doing it. Panetta, who was on 60 Minutes with Scott Pelley, said that his old boss should have pulled the trigger, so to speak, in arming the moderate Syrians, but didn't do that. And a lot of people were pushing him to do that. He opted not to arm the Free Syrian Army earlier, because now that's what's happening. So here we are in 2014 doing the thing that didn't happen in 2012. And Panetta said that other advisors thought at least 8,000 troops should have stayed in Iraq. He was asked about that and how big of a mistake that was. And, of course, we know this. All of you have called this show over the years to talk about the very same thing. Nouri al-Maliki was never the right guy. There wasn't a government that included Sunni, Shia, and Kurds, and there was a big problem with that. He was so the wrong guy, but he stayed in place. So he didn't help unite that country or do something different. Instead, he made the void even bigger, and that allowed the Islamic State to flourish because they filled what was missing there. and ISIS started killing non-Muslims and even Muslims who didn't agree with their very old world, narrow, incredibly ridiculous vision of what they call original Islam. But it was too late once people realized who they were because they had gained control of northern Iraq. So now the thing that you and I are talking about in the backyard, ISIS, these are the things that happened allowing ISIS to flourish, including arming the Free Syrian Army ahead of time, 2 years ago, would have made a difference. Jordan's King Abdullah was also part of 60 Minutes, that interview, and said that he hates the heretic ISIS leader, Baghdadi, who's distorted Islam in an attempt to set up what he says is nothing at all related to ISIS, at all related to Islam. And he thinks that now all people of all religions have to be involved. And it's a fight of good versus evil. That it's just so horrendous and shocking what they're doing. Which is good because he's involved. He's part of the conversation. And that has to happen. Abdullah has to be there. The other Arab nations have to be there. They have to speak up. They have to be involved in this. Because guess what? It's the ugly scene that's coming to their neighborhood. When people are lined up and shot and heads are chopped off and the crazy things that they're doing to Muslims and non-Muslims, there is just no room to not get involved in this. But it's another stupid blunder. It's another stupid blunder in a string of them when it's related to Iraq and Afghanistan ultimately falls into that same category. The fact that here we are debating arming the Syrians, this moderate Syrian army, if you will, and making it excessive vetting, where we could have done the same thing 2 years ago and stopped the trail of sadness that they've left behind because they have really destroyed people's lives. Including, by the way, several families in America and in England. And who knows the influence Baghdadi has had over people from other countries who are just getting involved in the fight. And they're releasing incredibly slick videos in all different languages, including English, to try to reach out and recruit people who are willing to come over and fight and get involved and then go back. And then go back. And that is really scary, my friends. Coming up on our weekly re-rack, in case you missed it, Carrie Stewart Park, she's terrific. Her job is the job that you see on people doing on CSI and people doing on all those crime shows where they're actually trying to interview the witnesses and the victims and get a portrait of who they believe was the killer. She does that for a living, and she's been involved with some pretty high-profile cases. She'll talk about Jack the Ripper and DNA and a whole bunch of other things mixed in between. Don't want to miss it, so hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I know you see me just like you.
Tell you folks, when I was a kid, I couldn't get enough of the story of Jack the Ripper. I don't know if it was the way my father told it or a combination of it, but and then the movies that I've seen, and of course the books that I've read about Jack the Ripper. And now, could that mystery have been solved? There's a British businessman, as you all know, Russell Edwards, who says that he's conclusively identified the serial killer as a Polish immigrant and a barber. So is this really the guy who is Jack the Ripper, or is it more hocus pocus? You know, has his DNA been found? A lot of questions. Carrie Stewart Parks, who, by the way, is an author of A Cry from the Dust, is also an internationally known, besides being an author, FBI-trained forensic artist. So we are thrilled to have her on ATN. Hey, Carrie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. I'm delighted to be here.
So what was your reaction when you, because this is your baby, this whole DNA thing and all of that, what was your reaction when you heard that Russell Edwards claimed that he conclusively identified Jack the Ripper?
Well, it was a combination of delight because it's such a huge, huge case, and it's, of course, been in everybody's headlights for so long. And also, it was with a bit of skepticism. So I decided to look into it a little bit further.
And what did you find out?
Well, I think that what we're looking at here is really the most brilliant book launch in history. Part of the problem I had with that is that, first of all, police, even police of that time, inventoried everything that they found with Catherine Eddowes. I mean, this has been going on for months, and they're trying to solve this. They even inventoried the buttons they found on her. But they overlook a silk scarf that's approximately, what, 7 feet in length or some huge, it's huge in size. Instead, they let a fellow pick it up and take it home to his wife.
Nice.
Now, they know that it's not Catherine Eddowes because she's just hawked her boots. She's so poor. She just got out of prison. So it has to belong to the killer. But they don't take it in. They, in fact, let somebody take it home for his wife.
Wow.
The second thing that really, doing a little bit more research on it, was that the author, Mr. Edwards, had in his possession, he collected the DNA on the descendants, and he had them. And he also had the scarf in his possession at the same time.
Wow.
And yeah, both those things he turned over to the geneticist.
Yeah. That's a little fishy. I'm just going to say. A little fishy. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it did bring up the whole Jack the Ripper thing again and get people excited about the possibility of it. Now, there is a short list of suspects, and the guy that he identified is somebody that was long thought to be possibly Jack the Ripper. Am I correct?
Yes, he was one of the suspects. He was a suspect at the time. He was one of 5 or 6. They probably actually had quite a few more than that, but they had focused on a number of suspects at the time.
Yeah. Wow. It is amazing, though, what you can claim with DNA. Since you're, you know, FBI-trained forensic artist and you know about these kind of things, to you, when you see that people are released from prison because DNA proves it's somebody else and then they confess or other things are happening, is that pretty exciting?
Well, in a sense it is. In a sense, we have something called the CSI effect. And the CSI effect is that everything can be solved through DNA. So you're getting people wanting to have DNA on purse snatchings and so on. So DNA is useful. It is, however, a comparison system. So much of the work that I do as a forensic artist gets you the starting point of where you compare this information. I would do the composite sketches or the facial reconstruction or the unknown remains where they don't know where to start. Once we've identified some suspects or some victims, then we have someone to compare the DNA to. But we don't have a DNA data bank just waiting for us to access it and say, oh, well, here's who the person is.
You know, did you ever think that you would be doing that, you'd be doing the composites? Because you're an award-winning fine artist, and then you become a forensic artist, so you marry the two. I bet that you had some interesting conversations when you started to tell people what you were doing with forensic art, did you?
Yes. Especially if they want to see pictures. They often are very sorry. I try to make sure I don't have the nasty ones on my computer at any given point. But at one point, I found myself in a very nice restaurant with another author, and we were talking about bodies and that sort of thing. And she said, well, do you have any pictures? And I said, well, sure. So I opened up my computer, and she looked around at her horrified and said, oh, my gosh, all these people are going to see what you've got. Oh, this is horrible. Please close it down, but I'm going to put this in a book.
I love that. What kind of cases? I mean, you worked on some famous cases, didn't you?
I did. I'm not sure how familiar people are with them. I know that one of the cases I worked on will be coming out on A&E television. I'm not sure what the date is. That was the story of the Tom DiBartolo who murdered his wife and then shot himself and claimed somebody else did it. Mm. I worked a bit on the Yates serial killer, which was the one out of Spokane, and a little bit on the Green River, but not a lot. I did have a very famous moose killing.
You did? Tell us about the moose killing. I didn't know about that.
Well, this is Idaho that you're talking to. So we worked for any agency that was within our requesting region. And the request came in from the Fish and Game. They said, we have an illegal moose killing. It is in Weipe, Idaho. To get there, you just drive to Lewiston and turn left. take another left at Orfino, and it's the last town you come to. And I interviewed the people who had seen the moose killer.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, the moose is on the loose. Where is that? Oh, are you kidding me? Now, you said just a little bit on the Green River killer. That's huge. That was Gary Ridgway. I mean,
yes,
everybody
Gary
knows
Ridgway.
That story. Wow.
Yates killed 20-some. I think it was around 28 women. And I worked a bit on that one. And several others, unless they really get a book or they just hit the public just right, some of the cases I worked on, though are as large, may not be as well known.
Yeah, it just depends. But it has to be a good feeling when you know you're getting it right. If there's a witness and they say, that's it. Is that, do you work with people a lot where they're describing something? You're the first one in the door, so to speak?
Yes, that's what I do. I sit down with the victim or witness of a crime, and I do the drawing of a memory. I draw what they have in their mind and put it down on paper. It's not going to be perfect. It's never a portrait. The best it's going to be is their memory. But it gives them an idea of where to look and who specifically not to look for. And when it's close, it is the greatest rush in the world. Oh, my gosh. It is so wonderful.
I love that. So then you go from this exciting career that you have going on, and you decided, you know what, I'm going to jump into something different. I'm going to write some fiction, and you had a great mentor in helping you do that, pretty well-known author from the New York Times. And what did that feel like, putting that together? Because that's a little bit different. I mentioned it at the top, A Cry from the Dust.
It was very different. At the time I started writing fiction, I had written 5 books on nonfiction books on how to draw and how to paint. And that was what I was known for. I didn't think I could write fiction. I thought, oh, that takes such an imagination, and I didn't think I had it. But I started writing another book about signs of deception. How do you know when people are lying to you based on their language? And in it, I decided to take my old cases and turned them into fictional accounts. And I found, well, this isn't so hard. So I thought, well, I can do this. And 10 years later, I was still working on it. It took me 10 years to learn how to write fiction.
Yeah, it's a completely different thing. You have the ideas in your head, and then it's hard to get them out there in the computer or on paper. Did you write longhand, or did you do the computer thing?
Oh, definitely the computer. I burned up a couple computers.
I love that I burned up a couple computers. It cracks me up because I read something about Jackie Collins, and of course she's writing about Hollywood things.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, she sits by her pool and she writes everything out longhand. Are you kidding? That's brutal.
I can't imagine. That's crazy. I mean, I could barely sign a check, so, yeah.
Yeah, they never decipher anything I write. I write like a doctor, so it'd be brutal. What a delight you are, Carrie Stewart Parks, having this show. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on.
Anytime. I love talking with you.
Excellent. Pick up the book, A Cry from the Dust. You can get it at Amazon, right?
Right. Yes.
Excellent. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, Kate. Take care.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, it's now party and confused, because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Spend money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes, the chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you.
All right, we're making that final couple of turns for this hour on America Tonight. Coming up next, the wrap of the NFL, plus Roger Goodell finally has something to say, but is it enough? Before we get there, I always invite you 24/7, as I'm fond of saying, to shoot us your thoughts to americatonight.net. And many of you did that over the weekend. So on that note, let's check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Ahmed, who says, Kate, thank you so much for sticking up for moderate Muslims. I hear you taking a lot of flack from some guy in Texas, and I don't understand. What you're saying is just common sense. I agree. Jihadists, Islamic State, ISIL, anybody, Al-Qaeda connected to death and destruction for no other reason than pure evil. It has nothing to do with the Quran. That's just what they're using. I feel as though you are a smart woman, and congratulations on having a brain versus some of the idiots that call your show and just want to condemn everybody in one fell swoop. That's the kind of rhetoric that started the United States in the first place. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ahmed. I'll keep listening. All right, Ahmed, I think, is referring to some of the arguments, yes, that we have had over what's happening with ISIS and trying to, some people trying to throw that all into one category, that the Quran preaches that, and that everybody who is of the Islamic faith feels the same way. And, of course, we've seen religious kooks and nuts who have stretched the bounds of religion to crazy insanity in other religions, including Christianity. And that's when it does get dangerous, because what happens to the people who are certainly not that way? You don't want to be painting a broad brush. That's the problem with doing that. However, it is very scary, of course, as even he admitted to, is what he's saying is what's going on with the Islamic State. And even made more horrific in the excellent report that Scott Pelley did for 60 Minutes that I happened to catch, where he talked to people who were almost murdered by this group, and their family members were. Their mother was missing, and family members were missing, and it was just so sad to hear their stories. The two sons who he interviewed were lined up face down and were being shot and had been shot 5 times, and because helicopters started coming overhead, they took off and they weren't quite dead. Otherwise, they would have been shot in the head and they would have been like everybody else that was in the pile, which is eerily similar to what we saw happen in the Holocaust. And it's just awful, awful stuff. So now that we've got this coalition forming, the United States is kicking in the $500 million. What comes out is we could have armed these moderate Syrian rebels before, when we knew ISIS was just as dangerous. And in fact, Leon Panetta said that he warned the president. He was the only one. Everybody was urging the president, I guess is the best way to say it, to arm those Syrian rebels back in 2012. But he didn't want to do it. Panetta says that probably helped ISIS flourish, because Baghdadi had taken over the reins and had become this leader, so to speak, and ISIS then flourished. And a lot of people were recruited and money started to come in and got bigger and bigger and bigger, and to the point where they estimate about $6 million a day is what's being raised. So they have benefactors, they have other means of getting the money, selling things, including oil, and that's what's led to the amount of troops they have, which they believe there's maybe 40,000 plus, somewhere in that range, of ISIS militants who are making the rounds, whether it's in Syria or it's in Iraq. We'll see what this coalition can do in these targeted airstrikes. We've already had 200 of them. And there are already people that are involved in the fight, but they're keeping it close to the vest because we know there's some secret ops kind of stuff going on. We've already talked about that here. But what a price we might be paying for not taking the position of arming the moderate Syrian rebels. But as I say that, that's one of the things that I've talked about, is how do you vet these rebels as people who the guns won't end up in another place and they won't jump over to ISIS. And that was the idea all along. And perhaps this is one of the things, in fact, Panetta said it, this is one of the things that the president was worried about, is where would those arms end up? And what would happen if they ended up in the wrong place? But either way, that's history. It's too late. We can't go back. And now we move forward, and the idea is these Syrians are going to be armed. There are already Kurds who are fighting to keep them back, and how much more damage will they enact in all these places that they go, where they're just ripping people apart and moving on and trying to conquer territories, and trying to put their black flag everywhere that they can possibly plant it. If we're coming out of the weekend, one of the things that happened over the weekend, it seems like we've been talking about this more lately, is we had another incident with a plane Remember last time it was JetBlue that we were mentioning. This time it's a Southwest flight that had to make an emergency landing at LAX because they had problems with the wing flaps. This was a flight from Sacramento that said the wings, you know, the flaps on the wings were malfunctioning. So they diverted it to LAX to not take any risks with it. And that's part of the whole control system, as many of you, I'm certain, know. So there, when that happens, you want to get a plane down as fast as you can, and that's exactly what they did. It was Southwest. It was smaller. There's 81 people on the flight, and they figure they'll get them down, and they can get them on the, you know, ground transportation or other flights or whatever it is that they have to, you know, that they have to do. But they're looking at what caused that. As long as they get it down, right? If you're on that kind of a flight, if there's a problem with the engine, whatever looks like it's happening. They're talking about these planes I was reading over the weekend where, you know how you have windows and you can pull the window down, you can pull the shade down. They're talking about these planes. It's in Europe, but they're talking about planes where they're, you can see all the way around. So everything's a window, almost like you're at an aquarium. And at first I thought, wow, that would be wild, wouldn't it? You're in the airplane and everything's, the whole thing's the window. You can look, out and you can see, you can look up like you are in an aquarium. But that could have some bad qualities to it as well. I don't know that I'd be so excited about that. If you've ever been in a thunderstorm or if you've ever seen something where it looks a little funky outside, and now everywhere you look, you can see outside. Of course, then when you're flying into really cool places, whether it's D.C. or New York or someplace with buildings, or it's somewhere near the Grand Canyon or California or wherever, or many of the other beautiful sights you can see, you wouldn't have to strain your neck trying to look through the tiny, tiny little window. Everything would be a window. I don't know that that's going to arrive in the United States anytime soon. I don't know that American or any of those other planes are going to jump all over that. To work on that kind of a, to redo some of the planes and to have that happen anyway is a very expensive proposition, to say the least. All right, I'm going off on a tangent. Quickly, let's go to a couple more. This one from Ann, who says, Cade climate marches, that's crazy. I don't really know where I stand on the whole climate issue, to be honest, except for to say that I'm open to listening to all opinions. I have to be honest, I haven't read enough. I've read some things that seem like they aren't true with climate change, but I've read things on the other side that make the scientists sound like kooks as well. So I'm going to say the jury is out for me. Got another one like that, this one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, you know that they're gearing up for the whole climate thing at the UN. You've had some people on and you've talked about it before, and actually you've looked at it from a couple different angles. And I have to say, to me, it doesn't seem as though there's enough evidence to support it as far as on the human side. It's so minuscule, the amount of carbon dioxide they're talking about. I don't understand the great push that they're having as though the world is going to end tomorrow. I think there are so many other things that the world does need that's not being talked about versus that we're all pollutants and we need to shut down anything that could possibly pollute and add to that equation. I don't think they're right about that. All right, one final one. This one from Joe listening to us in Illinois, and Joe says, Hello, Kate. I was thinking of you today when I watched the Philadelphia Eagles. Your Eagles barely won, but they did. However, your quarterback got roughed up. Nick Foles, yes, he did. We'll talk about it next here on America Tonight.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Fitzgerald to the right, three wide of the pattern, standing out of the gun, pumping once, looking over the middle of the end zone, Brown, touchdown, Cardinals!
Andrew looks over to that four-man front, takes the snap again, sets up, he rolls to the right, throws, Kobe Fleener scores! Kobe Fleener took it at about the one-yard line and dove in, Andrew's third touchdown pass of the half.
And here's the handoff, Nelson hit it in, end zone, tackle for a safety, and the Lions have the lead, 9-7, DeAndre Levy. Made the hit.
One back behind Brees is up under center. That's Robinson. Here's Brees pumping left, throwing right. Wide open is Josh Hill. 5-4-3-2-1. Touchdown Saints. A 34-yard strike to Josh Hill.
Wing really fires the mortar this time. Backing up to fumble it at the 11. Billy Brown takes it. The ball is loose. And it's a big power up near the goal line. It's in the end zone. Who has it?
Touchdown Steelers.
It is a touchdown for Pittsburgh.
At the 18 of the Titans, they pitch it back. Sanu going to throw it back to Green, and he throws it to Dalton. Dalton at the 15, Dalton at the 10, Dalton at the 5, Dalton into the end zone. Sanu looked like he was going to throw it to Green. He threw it back to the quarterback.
Back to throw. Pressure coming over the middle. Intercept the Carter. 25-20. Right to the 15-10. Pick six. Bruce Carter. Pick six. The pressure caused the turnover. The Cowboys have a pick six. And they're knocking on the door of a 10-point lead.
Offset eye behind Wilson. He goes under center. First shifts from left to right. The turn. Handle it. Straight ahead. He's got room. He is in. Game over! Touchdown! Seahawks!
Sixth game when he kicks in his career.
His try for number seven is up, and it is good! Time is expired! The Hayes in the barn, and the Ravens win in Cleveland.
Bowles goes back.
He's firing from the end zone. Good! Touchdown!
Yeah, for some it probably felt like that as they were dragging off the field. Teams like the Raiders in the hole, 0-3, the Patriots won, but not by any great margin. But hey, the Cardinals, the Eagles, and who do you think the other team is? Cincinnati, all 3-0 to start the season. It was not easy for my Eagles as they barely won a crazy wild brawl game, because that's what it was like, that they were involved in with the Redskins, but they did 37-34. You heard a lot of the highlights there. There were a couple of crazy things that happened. Matt, I know you were watching this, throughout the day. You were watching the different games, and it was crazy, that Eagles game, because once again, there was a big major shift. The Eagles keep having to come back and other teams get a pretty good lead on them. So they fight for that win and they get it. But there was also some nasty things that happened in the game, including the fact that Nick Foles was just checked. It looked like I was watching a hockey game for 2 seconds as he was checked and fell to the ground. And I thought, oh, no, he looks like he's in pain. Luckily, no big deal. He got right back up. But his offensive line already was giving him fits, so he was so exposed and getting knocked around all over the place. But, hey, a win is a win. Did you see any of that?
I saw some highlights of that. I was watching my Vikings lose. And then, but I was flipping between my game and then the Red Zone channel, and so you get a lot of different games using that, and I did happen to see that play. And it's one of those where the other team picks the ball off, and immediately all the defensive players just try to go take somebody out, and they found Foles, hit him with a kind of a blindsided hit from the side, and then Foles' offensive lineman went after the guy. Baker did it. Baker ended up getting tossed. Jason Peters ended up getting tossed from the Eagles, and it was a big melee on the sidelines.
Oh, absolutely. And as I said, they rallied back, because once again, they were down 17.
Third game in a row now.
Yeah, 17 points. I mean, it's just crazy. But they were able to do it, so they cut through Washington's defense, and Kirk Cousins was actually the quarterback. So all this talk about RG3, and he hasn't been the guy for Washington. Instead, it's Cousins, and boy, they have a long way to go for sure. And then I think one of the interesting games, the games that finished where people were watching, was Seattle and Denver.
Yeah.
And Denver almost pulled that off, and you know Peyton Manning really wanted that, but it didn't happen in overtime.
And that was a way better game than the Super Bowl was. I mean, this game, it was kind of going back and forth. Then you had Seattle going up. You had Peyton looking to try to come back, and he throws an interception, and you think the game's over. Denver ends up getting the ball with under a minute left, no timeouts, and he ends up driving down the field and getting a touchdown and then losing in overtime. But that was probably the best game of the day.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that was the best game. The Broncos almost had it, and they rallied, and it didn't work out, but it was close. And as you said, it was much better than the Super Bowl was, no doubt. A little bit of a do-over. It's regular season and all of that, but still, It was pretty good. And the capper, of course, when you looked at Sunday night was just a snooze. Some of those final games, the Steelers and the Panthers, the Steelers just rolled over the Panthers. What was the final score? It was like 37-19. So you had a couple of the blowout games, too, earlier in the day. And like the Colts, you knew they were going to beat the Jags, but 44-17. Hard to invest any time watching that other than the few highlights you see if you've got a player on it. The Bengals look really good. Andy Dalton looks great. And they rolled over the Titans 33-7.
I think the most surprising team so far is who's leading the NFC West right now. And that's the Cardinals that are 3-0.
Yeah.
And you would, I think they'd be one of the last teams you pick to be leading that division when you have Seattle and San Francisco in there. And it's the Arizona Cardinals that are up 3-0.
Yeah. Yeah, they're one of the 3-0 teams that I mentioned.
Is really good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's making a big difference. I wouldn't have picked, even on the road, I would have thought the 49ers would have gotten to them, but no. You're right. They're absolutely a team to watch.
And with their backup quarterback, too, is Drew Stanton that's quarterbacking them.
Yeah, Stanton did a good job, a couple of touchdowns for him. And overshadowed by the games is something that we've been talking about, and that's, of course, what's happening with Roger Goodell. Every day it's like the police blotter. You're reading about some other player and some other piece of domestic violence that's happened, and Roger Goodell is weathering it all because he's really keeping the owners happy, and that's the main thing. If the sponsors start to drop, I think that then he's in trouble. But he came out on Friday, and he's trying to sort of stop the hemorrhaging, but didn't really say much, just talking about policies and that they're working on it and all this kind of stuff, because I think he was pressured to come out of the hole. Do you think Roger Goodell weathers all the criticism?
Well, I was just reading an article about this, how, and I funny, can't remember the guy's name now, but there were 15 owners who originally, when they were trying to find a replacement for Paul Tagliabue, and Roger Goodell was kind of the handpicked guy, but there were 15 owners who voted for this other person. I can't remember who he was. I think he was a lawyer from somebody. I can't exactly remember his name or anything about it, so it's really good information from me. But, but if you had those 15 owners who already were saying, hey, I don't necessarily like Roger Goodell, and now you have all this stuff happening, I think it would be pretty easy to get enough votes to vote him out.
Yeah, I think he's hanging on by a thread, and a lot of it still has to do with how the owners feel. Like you just said, he was a person who's never worked. He worked for the NFL right away. I mean, he got in there, he was an intern, he did everything he could, he moved his way up the ranks, and he finally addressed domestic violence, child abuse, all that kind of stuff. But he didn't really have any specifics. There was not a lot of meat in it. He never specifically said he was sorry for what's happened to some of these women and kids by at the hands of some of the biggest players. And, of course, you have to wait for the legal things to fall out. But he, you know, what did he do? He just said he got it wrong the first time around when we're talking about Ray Rice. The Adrian Peterson thing has become even bigger. As long as the fans support the game and the numbers are still there, then I think he's okay. But the response is, you know, ridiculous. Even the players are criticizing Roger Goodell and saying they need somebody else that, you know, steps up and doesn't just react way after the fact. There's too much conflicting things that have happened, especially with Rice saying that he had talked to Goodell, and then others saying the NFL had the video, all the video of the incident where he smashed his fiance in the face in the elevator. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if he makes it out. There are other candidates. You never know. Thanks for listening.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.